Elections of school board officers are usually pretty cut-and-dried affairs, although there might have been all sorts of advanced drama in the process. For Buffalo, the problems of the two feuding factions was probably made worse yesterday because a member on each side wasn't there for the session. Board members Mary Ruth Kapsiak and Carl Palladino. That meant no one had the necessary 5 votes for president or either vice president. Board member Larry Quinn defended board member Jay McCarthy.
Jay lives and breathes and sleeps the work that he does on the Board of Education. I talk to him frequently. He's constantly thinking about it, talking to people about taking calls, taking emails. I think that every opportunity that there's been in this board to come together and get united has been rejected. And what we just saw a few minutes ago is a classic example.
McCarthy was attacked by 3 members of the other board faction for failing to meet their expectations of what he should do as vice president for executive affairs. That usually means running a committee, although it also means he presides when board president Jim Sampson isn't there. The current officers stay in their posts until new officers are elected. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.